This is the Gary V Audio Experience.
What are your thoughts on esports as an industry? This is from Armani.
I'm extremely bullish on it, Armani. Like, outrageously bullish on it. I think it's going to be, you know, it will be the second biggest sport in this country in 25 years. Like, I genuinely believe that. I just think esports is much bigger than people think. I hate when regular sports fans make fun of esports. They're like, Gary, you know, like, I'll go to a football game. I'm a big American football fan, as mentioned in my intro. Gary, what's this bull, you know, especially old timers, 53-year-old Joe, let's call him. 53-year-old Joe's like, Gary, what's this bullshit, this esports, fucking stupid. My kid's sitting in his fucking living room, the Fortnite, the fuck. I'm like, you're about to go in a stadium and watch men run into each other. And if we said that 100 years ago, we would have been laughed at. So, you know, people watch golf. But like, I watch golf, it's interesting. But like, you watch somebody do a skill. People watch tennis, people watch rugby, people watch American football. People will watch people play video games. Good news, they already do. This is not Nostradamus, this is not guessing, this is not being so smart. There are stadiums in South Korea and America and all over the world that are selling out in 4 minutes for 40,000 people to watch kids play. It's culture. To me, video games and esports is very similar to hip hop. It's a new thing, but it's deeply ingrained and it's going absolutely nowhere.
Do you see that it'll get to the point where the financial valuation from esports leagues or teams will actually exceed those of like the NBA and NFL and et cetera?
I think there's a potential that may happen. Now, I think there's fragmentation in esports that we don't see in the NBA. Like, basketball's humongous, but there's one NBA. American football is humongous, but there's one NFL. Baseball is humongous, but there's one MLB. Esports as a whole, like those video game playing competitively, is actually going to be bigger than all three of those things, maybe combined. But there may be 39 titles and leagues that play out, which then may create the fact that they can never get to the value of those leagues. It's all going to be on supply and demand. The reason the NBA and the NFL and the MLB are where they're at is because of the TV rights trickling down. The streaming rights have to get to such a number that could happen. And so I can tell you this, I would be on the ground shocked, and I can't wait to play these videos in 20 years and say that I was wrong if these franchises are not valued far greater than they are right now. This is a game of, do you understand which game is gonna be Zelda and Super Mario? Versus which game is gonna be Kid Icarus, right? Or even Mega Man, AKA for video game people. I had to decide that I thought that Call of Duty would be a game that people would play 21 years from now versus what happened to Doom. Got it? That's the bet. 13 years ago, Doom was Fortnite. Doom was Call of Duty. Doom was League of Legends, Overwatch. Doom's not winning right now. If Call of Duty isn't one of the biggest games in 16 years, this investment will lose. If it is an evergreen game, like a Zelda, you know, like, and I keep using that because Nintendo helps, like there's been titles that always transfer. When I was a kid, Kid Icarus was as big as Mario for that 6 months. That's the game I keep playing. Is it Mario? Is it Kid Icarus?
Yeah.
The decision I went into Call of Duty is I've decided it's Mario. I win big if I'm right. I lose big if it's Kid Icarus.
What are you looking at right now? What interests you? Where are you looking kind of trend-wise the next 12 to 18 months?
I'm very hot on esports. I think that Twitch reminds me a lot of MySpace. Let me explain. Not that they're similar or have similar outcomes. When MySpace sold, a lot of the VC people kind of said, well, that was the big social media exit. And they kind of got lazy to understand it was the first inning, not the end. And I think Twitch's billion-dollar exit has a lot of people saying, well, that's that. And I think esports is just starting. I mean, when I think about where esports is 15 years from now, more people are watching the esports world championship match of the biggest game of the moment than are gonna watch everything but probably the Super Bowl.
You know, I'm part of the generation where parents
much like they're doing to iPads and social media and phones now, demonized the shit out of video games, and every kid that was on it was wasting their time. And meanwhile, if those kids stayed the course, they would be making tens, hundreds, or millions of dollars at events today and be legends in esports. I think parents are very bad at a lot of things. And I think one of the things they really struggle with is anticipating where the world's gonna be when their child is actually a grown-up. They parent based on the past instead of the future. And to suppress it, now when you have Booga winning $3 million at a Fortnite tournament, how is a parent walking around Earth right now not realizing at least giving their child a chance to show that they're great at video games is no different than them showing that they're great at rugby or proper soccer or golf? Like I don't understand. The only thing I understand is that parent's mother or father or brother or sister or other parents are shitting on them for the amount of time they let their kid play video games. And it is something that I want to put pressure on because it is a fundamental mistake. Not every kid is gonna become a fucking gaming superstar, but showing your children that you support their interests is a very important forever win.
People are extremely naive about where gaming is in our society. Like, esports is easily one of the top three sports in America in 15 years, with basketball and soccer being the other two that have the most upside, whereas football is stagnant, even though it's America's passion, and hockey and baseball continue to decline.
Dude, listen, esports is a beast. It's a monster. It hasn't even started.
Yeah.
Hasn't even started. Everybody in this place right now, if you're like esports, like, yeah, some people, other people like what?
Yeah.
There's not a soul in this hotel in a decade that's like what?
What is that, yeah.
And by the way, I lived it. It was called social media.
Yeah.
Kids are not growing up with baseball cards like they did. There's new alternatives. Like, everyone's like, well, it's a great summer night. Well, guess what? Do you know what every 8 to 13 year old in America is doing on summer nights right now? They're staying inside and playing Fortnite. Boxing and horse racing were the most popular sports along with baseball in this country in 1920, 30, and 40. And guess what? Now we're in a digital world, and that's who's gonna benefit, aka esports, aka things like the NBA that understand how to manipulate it. And you know who's gonna lose? Baseball. Third tier NBA players are getting famous, and the biggest superstars in baseball are completely and utterly not known. I have a funny feeling if Major League Baseball had a culture where a 41-year-old catcher could make $300,000 off the field because he's a personality, that you would see things change systematically. Baseball's very good at not taking on accountability. It's time it does, and they better move quickly, because very quickly, people are gonna be watching video game players throw swords at each other instead of baseballs and hitting with bats. Very quickly.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, it's already happened. Now it's, can they start the process of unwinding it? All right, episode's over. Please leave a review and subscribe up on Apple. It would mean a lot to me. Thank you very much.
Hey, podcast. Joe from Team Gary here. Today's highlighted review is Gary is the Leader of Our Generation by Injured to Elite. A man with the confidence to be humble, even answering the legend Larry King with, "I don't know," when asked how do we become self-aware. The man teaches and shows us we don't have to just hack the system and fake it. We can be our true authentic selves, work hard, and not always have the answers and still make it like a champ. Thanks, Gary. Thanks to Injured to Elite. Keep those reviews coming. We could highlight yours next.